Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Construction's begun on a pier to ship humanitarian aid into Gaza. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says of the flow of humanitarian aid.
They have been increasing the amount of trucks that have been getting into Gaza. Now, there's still challenges on the ground in getting it up into the north, but that's starting to happen. And the Israelis have started to meet the commitments that President Biden asked them to meet.
He said a ceasefire will be the top priority for Secretary of State Antony Blinken when he visits Israel this week. And World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, resumes operations in Gaza tomorrow. They've been suspended after the Israeli strike that killed several workers. Protests continue at nearly 50 college campuses in the U.S. over the war in Gaza. Two people, including a four-month-old, were killed. Four were hurt in Hughes County, Oklahoma, in a tornado. And 10 people were injured in a shooting in Seminole County, Florida. A 16-year-old's in custody. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Consumer advocates are praising new federal rules to make it easier to get a refund when flights are canceled or changed. Mike Moan reports.
The Department of Transportation says airlines are now required to promptly provide passengers with automatic cash refunds when they're owed one. Teresa Murray of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, says some carriers haven't adhered to these standards, leaving passengers in a bind.
And they would drag their feet and they would say, oh, well, you bought your ticket from a ticket agent, and so we don't know where your money is. Or here, have a voucher. And that was not acceptable.
But amid higher complaint volumes, companies will be forced to act quickly. The new rules, which are being phased in, provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first 7 runs in 5 innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the 7th round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends.
Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green Bay.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even some thunderstorms possible, especially as we head into the afternoon. Breezy east to northeast winds up around 30 miles per hour with highs reaching the lower 50s. Shower and thunderstorm chances still not done for Sunday night. Currently 46 degrees.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The music of the stars. And the birthday of Duke Ellington on this day, 1899. On the music of the stars, here's the Duke.
Should miss the train. You're the quickest way to.
Duke Ellington and Frank Parker's birthday, too. Let's have Frank's from his radio show. He kicks off with, "They Can't Take That Away From Me." Oh, no. Not much.
Migraine attacks catch you off guard. But for me, a stressful day can trigger migraine attacks, too.
Bernstein. They got a movie on his life called Maestro.
I lived for bloomed like a flower. Then the petals fell. In my book of memories, I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Loved bloomed like a flower. In my book of memory,
and if nothing sings in you, then you can't make music.
Show.
These are the three tenors.
Oh, gesto fannallero, che quasi quasi mi fessa piangere questa felicità.
Stars, now Pavarotti.
Could the skies be any bluer than they are? Could our smiles be any warmer, kiss be any sweeter if we were in love?
music of the stars. Richard Maltby of Wisconsin. But I like to promote Wisconsin talent. Richard Maltby is from Ripon. This is The Rat Race. Started out as a play on Broadway, Darson Kanan. Stars Debbie Reynolds, Tony Curtis. Jack Oakey. Don Rickle. It's all about a kid from Milwaukee to try to make money, except we'll be right back. That's Tony Curtis. Meets Peggy Brown, Debbie Reynolds. She's a model, a dancer, just been evicted. No money, no place to go. She warns him it's rough here. And the people. And she's right, you know, in the movie. Picture. A lot of disillusionment. Cynicism. Kind of risque for its time. 1960. And Don Rickles, you know. Richard Maltby, who had a big hit on this. Richard Maltby of Ripon, Wisconsin. Here he is.
Clark on WNIA. Hey, Daddy, Daddy, I gotta get a phone in my room. It's 27 before noon. Almost at midnight again. We'll get over that yet. 15 degrees the temperature on a snowy old Saturday, 20th of January, 1962. Mac McGuire sitting in here for Tommy Thomas on the Make Believe Ballroom Show with the sound of the Dell Vikings and Come Grow With Me. I tied the ribbons on it for the Sunday Music Count Show for this A Saturday morning in the Music Museum Show, the 20th of January, 1962. It's Julie Mac McGuire with an invitation for you to join us Monday at 10:15 for more of our musical favorites here on the Make Believe Ballroom. Tommy Thomas will be back Monday morning with lots of sound for you between 10:15 and high noon. Join us, Mike Melody, next on WNIA, the big, bright, exciting sound of the Buffalo Radio Dial.
This is WNI Radio, Chickawaga, located at 2900 Genesee Street, Buffalo 25, New York, serving all of the Niagara Frontier.
Well, yes, sirree there. Hi, guys and gals. This is your old friend, the guy with stacks of wax, some frisky discs, and the tops and pops. And now here come the four fatheads to sing your favorite disc jockey's theme song.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Well, all righty. Thank you, fatheads. And now
Wait a minute, partner. We're not through singing the praises of you, you, you. So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yes, three boys and girls, it's time once again for...
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Well, that takes care of that. Now,
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 15. You know his taste, it's all so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Yes, indeedy, fatheads, and hello to all you wax lovers out there. This is your old pal, the Record Man, sending your way...
Just a minute, Pops. We're not through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget it. Stand back.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll.
Look, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to start the show, and...
Wait a minute, man. I mean, we do this theme only as a special favor anyway, like at scale, you know? I mean, I guess if we want you to spin our records, we have to do this jazz. So let's make it a full chorus. What do you say? Okay, gang. One, two.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll. Record on the table, spindle in the hole. Requestfully yours, here's Mr. Spin. The jazz is far out, but it's pretty far in. Teenager fossil, don't be a jerk. Turn off the program and get back to work.
What are you doing to me?
Stop goofing off with rhythm and blues. Go read a book or listen to the news.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, man. Lots of luck. And remember, you asked for it.
Here he is, every ding-dong day. Everybody's
favorite DJ. I wonder how many of us in these troubled times ever take time out from our busy work days to ask the question, what is a frame? Well, frames are found in the strangest places. In your cryle, on the phone, from the Firth of Forth to the Straits of Magellan, in cesspools, in filter tips, near your bird, and playing on your heartstrings. A frame likes trade school, turnip greens, ace brigade, chicken wire, salami, goo goo dolls, Mrs. Sterling, birdseed pudding, and other frames. A frame hates Bila, clarinet reeds, fricassee of beaks and claws, turkey wattles, protozoa, anthracite, income taxes, or pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Nothing else can come home so frail, crove up the dell of a good bartering so often, or lose so many file saws. A Freem is dignity with a stall in its fame, bronchitis with a frog in its throat, and stupidity with a bone in its mouth. What is a frame made of? Well, it takes the strength of a lion, the wool of a lamb, the back of your hand, the night of the hunter, the top of the mark, the last of the Mohicans, and the hair of the dog. There are several ways to get a frame. Advertise in the paper, jump in the lake, blues in the night, or punch in the mouth. Mothers-in-law don't particularly stale for frames. Traffic cops grab them, boys eat them, and Bennett Cerf lifts them. But, you know, when you get home in the afternoon after a long, tiring day's work, when you're tired and weary and worn and sick and miserable and dirty and crummy and shaking and nervous and frightened and panicky and drunk and raggedy and rotten and staggering and reeling and rolling in the gutter. Oh, when you come home and sit down in your easy chair and that little frame jumps up on the bridge of your nose and sits there and stares at you, why, I tell you, friends, it's us, kind of makes life worthwhile to hear those three little words, you're under arrest. And when the sun goes down, and the tide goes out, and the people gather round, and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your frame on the Mississippi mud. Yes, if you can keep your frame when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you could ask yourself what kind of a day has it been, then you'll know that a boom is only a ding-dong, but a good cigar is a frame.
Say, everybody! It's time for a square dance. A very square dance. All right, here we go.
Chicken in the bread pan, duck for the clam, crab for the oyster, there we am.
Everybody swing that thing there. Just wait a minute, hold it, hold on there. Just...
What's the matter? What we stopping for?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't even know what we're singing about. Chicken in the bread pan, duck for the clam. Boy, I don't even know what those words mean. As a matter of fact, I think it's high time there were some new square dance words, and I brought some along, and here we go.
Rub your belly with linseed oil. Wrap your head in aluminum foil. Scratch your back where it may itch. Tune right into Fay and Skitch. Play gin rummy with 14 decks, punching Judy, Jinx, and Tex. Peas and carrots, pudding and pie, I'll give you a punch in the eye. Blow your brains out, flip your lid, oh, you crazy mixed up kid. Now swing your Clyde and wash your face in a genuine styrene carrying case. In a hayloft, monkey in a tree, Princeton 12 and Navy 3. Possum up a hound dog, chicken up a coon, let's have lunch some afternoon. Everybody jump and rock and roll, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. Now Davy Crockett dreamed and planned, and he plays trombone with Basie's band. Sound great, but spin this record at 78.
Swimming in the water, flying in the air, I think this dance is pretty square. Real square.
I can't dance. I can't dance. Besides, I'm 2 feet shorter than the girls are. All these dancing parties are just plain dumb. When they asked, I should have said, I can't come. There's a girl with braces standing by the punch bowl, and she's making funny faces. I guess she wants a dance. If you were tall and skinny, and those braces on your teeth, they're real neat.
Thank you for the compliment, gee, you're sweet.
Your name is Carlotta. I met you last summer when we went to Camp Granada. You wanna try to dance? Right foot first, left foot next. I think you're supposed to do it to the music.
You don't really look so bad, just your ears.
When do you take your braces off?
4 more years.
By the time your teeth are ready, I'll be 2 feet taller and I'll ask you to go steady. Then
here's Van Johnson.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. You'd be the idol of France with me. And yet you stand there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just look and say emphatically,
not this season, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
This is the Music of the Stars. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Sunday, 7 to high noon, Central Daylight Time. On the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. Around the world. Next week. More stuff. Until next week, then.
Over.
Stars.
You're my magnificent obsession. I may be, you are never far away from me.
This is Lou Regani, Civic Media Radio Network, and the music of the stars. WRJN, Radio Park, Racine.
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.